You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine. Today's edition is powered by TD Ameritrade. When it comes to investing, each of us does it in our own unique way. From TD Ameritrade's award-winning technology to personalized guidance, they have everything you need to invest on your terms. Visit tdameritrade.com/ytda to get started.
Hello, it's Monday afternoon and I am in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show, which is always a blast. I've gone up to my hotel room here because it's quiet and it's loud everywhere else, but soon I'll be going back down to the Yardbird Cafe in the Venetian, where we have a Wired Cafe set up. Everybody who's at CES should come by at some point this week. Okay, so what's the most interesting thing in tech today? Probably it's all the chatter here at CES about 5G. Okay, so what is 5G? It just means the fifth generation of wireless telecommunications technology. 1G were the old analog systems used for phones in the 70s and 80s. 2G, 3G, 4G. 4G is what allowed us to send pictures, watch movies on our phones. 5G will be roughly 500 times faster than 4G. Everybody is talking about it. Everybody is pretending that it is here. It is not here. There's still a lot that needs to be built. The central element of 5G technology will be millimeter wave technology, which means sending information over very high frequency waves that can move a lot, but that bump into things and can't go very far. So there is a whole new infrastructure that needs to be set up for 5G to work. But when it does work, amazing things will happen. New companies will be created. But what's interesting here in Las Vegas is that you're always a couple of years ahead. For 5G to happen, you're going to need new routers, you're going to need new phones, you're going to need new processors, you're going to need all kinds of networking infrastructure. Then you're going to need it all to come together. And so one of the cool things when you're here is to see the different pieces, to see the first routers, to hear about the first phones, and to think about the first technologies that will be available. So we are heading into a world of 5G. It is not coming as quickly as the marketers would have you believe, but it will still be very cool, and the first glimpses of it are in Las Vegas. So, next couple of days, ideally I'll be able to show you some gadgets, show you some more stuff on the floor, but here I am, and off we go.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.